A fungus that's damaged trees in south central and interior Alaska has been discovered in southeast, but there's a chance its spread could be stopped. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Forest pathologist Robin Mulvey takes me to the Shrine of St. Therese on a forested island about 20 miles northwest of downtown Juneau. So is this where it was?
Yes. Yeah, so right here, you can see a small tree. It's about 4 inches in diameter, and it's just a stump now because we removed that tree. This was a fairly heavily infected tree, at least in the lower branches.
The infection was spruce bud blight, which damages or kills the growing tips of branches. It was discovered here in late June, the first reported sighting in the region. The blight could be a problem because it infects Sitka spruce, one of the most common trees in southeast Alaska's rainforest.
Right now, I'm considering it potentially a significant threat, and I will be incredibly happy to be wrong about that.
As crows caw in the background, Mulvey, who works for the U.S. Forest Service, explains that the tungus has just what the disease likes.
The ideal weather conditions for the pathogen are temperatures between 55 and 65 degrees Fahrenheit with precipitation. And if you've been in Juneau this summer, you know we've had very conducive weather conditions for this pathogen.
The fungus is not easy to spot. It's black and looks like a dead crusty coating on the buds. It's actually a group of small spherical fruiting structures. And if it doesn't kill a bud, it hampers its growth, leaving another sign, a small twisted branch with few needles.
This is going to spread through spores moving on the air, and it's also going to spread through spores moving through rain splash.
But no one's sure how the spruce bud blight found its way to this one small patch of southeast forest. She says they were looking for another pathogen, the spruce aphid, when they came across the infestation. Spruce bud blight was first found in Homer 4 years ago, though it took until last year to figure out what it was. It's also been identified elsewhere on the Kenai Peninsula and in Anchorage and Fairbanks. Forest Service plant pathologist Lori Winton, who's based in Fairbanks, says her first encounter was also a surprise.
And the first time I saw it, I was skiing in the forest, and I pretty much fell face first right into the tree that had it.
That was about 2 years ago, and it wasn't clear what it was. Then, an article in a scientific journal described outbreaks on blue spruce plantations in Central Europe's Czech Republic.
So then suddenly there were DNA sequences available that matched, so I had an identification. And frankly, it was a rather alarming identification.
The potential for extensive damage in southeast's forests, or those statewide, is not known. And since no one's sure how it got to Alaska, it's not clear how rapidly it could spread. Winton says there's also a chance spruce bud blight could have been here all along and just hadn't been spotted. After all, it is a big state. She says it could take a year of lab work to figure that out. Back in Juneau, Mulvey wonders about the same question.
Part of me says, what are the chances that we detected the only site of infection in Juneau? And I think the chances are pretty small.
But if it isn't here naturally, there's a chance it could be stopped. Her team is continuing its search for spruce bud blight in southeast. It's also asking for the public's help. She suggests checking landscape plants on your own property. That's because it seems most common in developed areas. But if you find it, she suggests contacting an expert because removing branches or cutting a tree can spread the fungus. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.